morning to everybody, and thank you for joining us. The days after Shavuos have special significance, and I'll get back to them in a few minutes. Meanwhile, let's begin like this. The Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Mem on the base, and in Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin on the base, that although there's a Chiyuv Shechiyonu, which one makes beginning of Yom Kippur, usually the women make it when they light, when they do Hadlakas Neiros, and the men, when they make Kiddush. Now that Shechiyonu is different on different Yom Tovim. For example, on Sukkot, then the Shechiyonu is not only on the actual day of Yom Tov, it includes the mitzvah of Sukkah. Pesach, the Shechiyonu includes all types of mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Matzah, Morah, etc. But the truth is, the day itself is Mechayev Shechiyonu, the day of Yom Tov, without any mitzvahs. For example, Shavuos, just now, on Sunday night, we made a Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The women make it when they light the snares, and the men, and they make Kiddush. Now that Shechiyonu has got to do with the day of Yom Tov. No mitzvahs, Shavuos doesn't have any particular mitzvahs, which are Boim is man is man, but what makes a Shechiyonu on the actual day? Now the Gemara says in Erevin and Sukkot of Mem Zayin, what's the deal if somebody forgets to make the Shechiyonu? Somebody forgets to make a Shechiyonu, beginning of Yom Tov, ideally he's supposed to make a beginning of Yom Tov, he forgot to make it. So the Gemara says that one can make it the whole way through Yom Tov. For example, this year, if a person would have forgotten to make Shechiyonu beginning of Yom Tov, Sunday night, you can make it on Monday morning, you can make it throughout the Yom Tov. Ideally, Chazal was second to make it on a coast, to make it when I was making Kiddush, but it's not Ma'akav, one can make it all the way through Yom Tov. It's interesting, although the Gemara paskens very clearly that this is the case, one can make Shechiyonu the whole way through Yom Tov, if one forgets to make the beginning of Yom Tov, it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Neither is it brought in the Rambam. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Mechas Chinuch manages to find Remes, where it is in the Rambam, it's not brought explicitly, but the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Pesach and Tafan Gimel that is definitely the halacha. Somebody forgets to make a Shechiyonu, Meizetam Sheyeh would make a Shechiyonu the whole way through Yom Tov. So I'd like to discuss a bit, Bima'ayin, into this din of making Shechiyonu the rest of Yom Tov. I want to say two tzadim how one could understand this din and come out with a few nafkaminas. One could understand, and I think that's the pashtus, that the reason why one could be mashed in the Shechiyonu the whole way through Yom Tov is because it's not really the beginning of Yom Tov which is Mechayev the Shechiyonu more than any time over the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is Mechayev Shechiyonu. The day is Mechayev Shechiyonu. The whole Yom Tov is Mechayev Shechiyonu. When do you make the Shechiyonu? The beginning of the Yom Tov. That's probably the pashtus. The Chiyuv Shechiyonu has got to do with the whole Yom Tov. The whole way through Yom Tov, the whole Yom Tov is the Mechayev of the Shechiyonu. If one didn't make it at the beginning, ideally one should make it at the beginning, one can obviously make it the whole way through Yom Tov. Because the whole Yom Tov is Mechayev of the Shechiyonu. Or one could say that the Mechayev of the Shechiyonu, the thing which obligates you to say the Shechiyonu, is really the beginning of Yom Tov. It's the Knesset from Chayil to Yom Tov, it's the novelty. This year, it was on a Sunday. So Sunday was a regular day of Chol. When I'm Nichnas, when I enter this new period of the Yom Tov, and now I've gone from Chol to Kodesh, it's a switchover, which is Mechayev the Shechiyonu. In which case, really, we understand much better why Shechiyonu is supposed to be the beginning of Yom Tov. Because it's the reaching of the Yom Tov, the crossing, the bridge between Chol and Kodesh, which is Mechayev the Shechiyonu. Afa pikein, if meiz the time sheyia one forgot to make the Shechiyonu at the beginning of Yom Tov, Chazal said you can be mashed in that Shechiyonu, it's type of tashlumin. You can be mashed in the Shechiyonu the whole way through Yom Tov. Although ideally the Shechiyonu is the bridge, is the crossover from Chol to Kodesh. If you miss that point, one can still be mashed in the Shechiyonu the whole way through Yom Tov. But it's not like the first Sad where we said that the whole Yom Tov is mechayev the Shechiyonu. It's really the switchover from Chol to Kodesh, which is Mechayev Shechiyonu, and I can be mashlim that Shechiyonu the whole way through Yom Tov. It's Betoris Tashlumim, not Betoris Ikar Achiyot, the first Sad. Really, this, the morning of Yom Tov is Mechayev Shech Yonah as much as the life, as much as the beginning of Yom Tov. Once I've made that, I don't make it again. That's Kodal the whole Yom Tov. But according to the second Sad, it's actually the changing point, the switch over, the moving from Chol to Kodesh, which is Mechayev Shech Yonah. As Tashlumin, you can be mashlim it the whole way through Yom. Those are the two tzaddim which we'd like to discuss. Mechayra, this machloikas would explain a machloikas which we find then Tofan Gimel. Yeah, sorry.
I just want to know, would the same svara be by any other shechiyani where a beget, according to those who do make a shechiyani of a beget, would you make a shechiyani
after right, but there you come. Once you missed it,
yeah. Svara, would you...
Yeah, so there we'll discuss it soon. Kumi was a bit of a takhari, yeah, but beged, you wouldn't say that. That's definitely the novelty of the fruit of the beged, and once you've had it, you've had it. In Simon Tofan Gimel, in Hilchos Pesach, the Khan says, most Gimel like Kos Rishon, you pour the first Kos, and the Baruch Shechiyanu. So the Magen Avraham is the Magen Avraham we mentioned before. This is the, we don't find the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam, the Magen Avraham says over there, if one forgets to make a Shechiyonu, beginning of Yom Tov, you've got the whole Yom Tov to make it, like the Gemara says, the Sukkah and the Erebin. And Magen Avraham adds four words, he says, Hu Adin B'chol Yom Tov. This rule that one can make up, or one can say the Shechiyonu, the whole Yom Tov implies every Yom Tov. The Chok Yaakov, in Hilchos Pesach, says the Chok Yaakov, if the Magen Avraham says, Hu Adin B'chol Yom Tov, Hu Adin, the whole way, every Yom Tov, sorry, Hu Adin, every Yom Tov, one can be Mashmah and Shechi Yom Tov, says the Chok Yaakov, it's Mashmah, Shavuos as well. Tremendous Chiddush. It's Mashmah from the Magen Avraham, if somebody forgot to make a Shechi Yom Tov on Shavuos, he didn't make a Shechi Yom Tov this Sunday night, he didn't make a Shechi Yom Tov the whole way through Yom Tov, he can be Mashmah mid after Yom Tov. Get up this morning and say Shechi Yom Tov, Shechiyonu for Shavuos. So the Chok Yaakov brings and he says, as those mashman the Magen Avraham, says, V'hu Adin B'chol Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov is mashman, Shavuos as well. Says the Shartzim brings this down, in the Chafetz Chaim brings this down, and he says, how can it be that somebody forgets to make a Shechiyonu and Shavuos can make it up for the few days after Yom Tov? He says, if you'd keep Shavuos today, you'd be over about Tosif. You can't keep Shavuos today. Shavuos finished last night. Well, definitely you can't make a, you can't be Noeg Yom Tov after Yom Tov. Shavuos is finished.
I can say that's Malazer. The Russians.
It's Malazer.
It's not
the Zman. How is there such a tzad that one can be Mashem Shechiyonu after Yom Tov? Yeah, it brings, that's the Mashem of the Magen Avraham. Shartzin says, it can't be. Because you can't keep Yom Tov. How can you make Shechiyonu? You can't make Shechiyonu on Yom Tov if the Yom Tov's passed, the Yom Tov's finished, the Yom Tov's elapsed. The Chayra, to explain this machlokes and to explain the shitta of the Chok Yaakov, Chok Yaakov must have understood that the Hashlama, the fact that you can make a Shechiyonu the whole way through Yom Tov, is not because the whole Yom Tov is Mechayev Shechiyonu, you just make it at the beginning. It's because the beginning of Yom Tov is Mechayev Shechiyonu. The second Sad, which you said before, the Shechiyonu is because we cross from Chol to Kodesh. Chazal said, it's Takana, you missed it, you can be Mashlim it, but it's Tashlim it. After Tashlim it, you can be Mashlim the Shechiyonu, which you're Mechayev to make in the days after Yom Tov. The Mele, says the Chok Yaakov, just like you can bring Kol and Chagiga after Shavuos, we know that Chagiga is Tashlim it in Kol Shiva. So too, one can make Shechiyonu after Yom Tov, because you're not making Shechiyonu this morning because it's Yom Tov. You're making Shechiyonu because of Takana, you can be mashed in that Shechiyonu, which you had to make on the crossover from Chol to Kodesh. You can be mashed in it for the 7-day period afterwards. If it's Al Tashlumin, says the Chok Yaakov, there's no problem making it after Shavuos. So you have to say that they were mistaken the same.
All week,
the same notion. All week. Chok Yaakov says you can make Shechiyonu all week if you forgot to make on Big Chiddush. And the Shartzin says, can't be. If you can't keep Yom Tov, how can you make Shechiyonu? But the Shartzin understood the reason why you can make Shechiyonu, the whole way through Yom Tov, is not Betoyer Tashlumin. It's Me'ikah Adin. The Yom Tov is Mechayev Shechiyonu. The Yom Tov is Mechayev Shechiyonu. So any time through the Yom Tov, you can make this Shechiyonu. And when Yom Tov finishes, there's no more Shechiyama. So we spoke about two tzedadim, about somebody who's about the chiyuv Shechiyama called Shiva, and we mentioned it's not, although it's not brought to Shulchan Aruch, that's how we paskin. We mentioned two tzedadim. If the chiyuv Shechiyama is because the whole Yom Tov is chayav the Shechiyama, you just say at the beginning. Or it's the crossover from Chol to Kodesh, which is Mechayav the Shechiyonu, in which case the Shechiyonu which made the whole Yom Tov is Betoris Tashlumin, like the Kalman Chagiga. The Chok Yaakov wants to take the Shchidosh very far, that even after Shavuos, even today, for the next few days, you can make the Shechiyonu on Shavuos, Betoris Tashlumin. Interesting, the Shartzi mentions over there, what's the Prima Godim? Sorry, the Prima Godim says that somebody forgets to make Shechiyonu on Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres is Mechayev its own Shechiyonu. So he says it could be when you make Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres, because of Shmini Atzeres, that would go back. And that would be a Shechiyonu for Sukkos as well. So Shavuos not. Because, like we're saying, Shavuos is not the Yom Tov at all. But Shmini Atzeres, if I make Shechiyonu, then that could go back on the Sukkos as well.
Shechiyonu on the Luluv.
Yes, if you made Shechiyonu on the Luluv, then that would be Moitzi the Yom Tov as well. Hefti Mechavim. Yeah. Like the Rambam says in by Megillah, you should have in mind the other mitzvahs when you make Megillah in the morning. Yeah, interesting. Would it be Merakh and the Kavala when you make Shechion on the Lulav? If you didn't have Kavala on the Yain, not sure if it would be Merakh. Not enough Kimina Lechayah between these two Tzadim which we mentioned would be the Din of the Gesh and the Sky of Cholamayat. Mara says, the Sukkah, there's no problem with making a Ger becoming a Ger of Cholamayat. Would this Ger now make a Shechionu? The Shechionu, he's missed the Shechionu beginning of Yom Tov because he wasn't a Yid yet. Came in the middle of Yom Tov, he became Chalamayit, he became the Ger. So you thought this Nafkamina.
Svir Refu.
Sorry?
Maybe Svir as well, same
thing. So Svir is a bit different because you need to be able to count. There's a Svar, you need to have a consecutive, you can't count in the middle. But here, the Chalamayit is a very, very straightforward Nafkamina. If you learn that the whole Yom Tov is Mechayiv Shechiyonu, really every day of Yom Tov is Mechayiv Shechiyonu. I make it the beginning of Yom Tov, and I've got to the whole Yom Tov, if that's the case. And a Ger became a Ger on Chol HaMoed. So at least he's got the second half of Yom Tov, and that those days of Yom Tov, I'm going to have Yom Tov. Why shouldn't he make a Shechiyonu?
That wasn't normally so. You forgot the beginning of Yom Tov to make it
better. Well, if you learn the reason why you're making the whole Yom Tov is only because of Shlomim, which means really it's the crossing over from Chol to Kodesh, which is Mechayiv the Shechiyonu. Mechayiv Shechiyonu is when you cross. It was Chayil, it became Kodesh. The change of Chayil to Kodesh is Mechayil to Shechiyonu. This Ger never switched from Chayil to Kodesh because he jumped in straight into the Kodesh.
The Kodesh was even more. The difference is even more.
Of course, he's changed from a joy to a yid.
So maybe that's that Mechayil to Shechiyonu.
Does a Ger make a Shechiyonu?
I don't know. As becoming a Ger, maybe makes a Shechiyonu. So he had in mind not to be out to the Shechiyonu of Yom Tov, like you said before. Really be right to make an extra bracha. There's a sefer from the Aruch HaNer. The Aruch HaNer has got Chiddushim on the Shas, Rabbi Yaakov Etling. At the back he's got Tosefes Bikurim. Tosefes Bikurim, he discusses the Shaila there. And he says, what would a Ger do if it becomes a Ger of Chol HaMoed? Does he have to make a new Shechiyonu? And he finishes off, he says, Sorachin, he's not sure if he can make a Shechiyonu, because the Chayra, that's his Svara. He hasn't bridged, he hasn't crossed over the Chayil to Kodesh. Yes, he became a Yid from a Goy. You'll discuss if that would be a Mechayiv Shechiyonu, but the bridge of Chayil to Kodesh, he doesn't have. And therefore, the Tosefes Bikurim finishes off, Sorachin, if he makes a new Shechiyonu. More commonly, the shine is negated by a cotton who's niskadl, if a cotton becomes a godl in the middle of Yom Tov, but that's a slightly different shaila because it could be his red minyotza with a Shechiyonu which he made as a cotton. It's, similar shaila to Kiddush, if Katana becomes a golden on Friday night, make Kiddush before Nacht. That's a slightly different shaila, but the Etzim shaila is similar. Gesh in the sky, Katana Shanoel, Chalamai, didn't have the bridge from Chol to Kiddush, but he has the days of Yom Tov. So far we've discussed two nafkaminas in this shaila. The Chora, another nafkamina, interesting nafkamina, among the Rom, which we mentioned before, beginning of Tofayin Gimel, discusses this the shaila of somebody who forgot to make a shechiyon in the beginning of Yom Tov. What's with Yom Tov Sheni? The Yom Tov Sheni is very interesting. We make a Shechianu on Yom Tov Sheni as if it's Yom Tov Rishon, second night. Shavuos, Monday night, we make another Shechianu. We made a Shechianu on Sunday night. We make a Shechianu on Monday night as well. Even though we know today, we know which day is Yom Tov, and we're only keeping Yom Tov because many Yom Tov be a day new. The Ma'aseh, the Gemara says, although the usual rule with brachas is Sofik brachas la'akil, normally if one has a Sofik, not sure if he's made the bracha, you can't make a bracha with mekel, sofik brachas lehakel, besides for brachas which are min haTorah, but brachas which are min haTorah, but Yom Tov Sheni, the Gemara says, in order not to be mezalzel of Yom Tov Sheni, if one wouldn't make brachas Yom Tov Sheni, it would be a zelz of Yom Tov Sheni, because one would be demonstrating that it's not really Yom Tov. And therefore, because of this svara of not being mezalzel of Yom Tov Sheni, we make Shechiyonu beginning of Yom Tov Sheni as well. And though we made the Shechiyonu on Sunday night, we make Shechiyonu on Monday night as well. Now, what's the din? Let's say this Yom Tov Shavuos was second night Shavuos is Monday night, and somebody forgot to make a Shechiyonu on Monday night. On Sunday night, the Gemara says, if you forget to make Shechiyonu beginning of Yom Tov, you can make the whole of Yom Tov. We discussed to study. Do you also say the same if somebody forgets to make the Shechiyonu of Yom Tov Sheni? If one forgets to make the Shechiyonu of Yom Tov Sheni, is there also Tashlumin? Is there also Tashlumin the whole of Yom Tov, the whole second day? One can still make the Shechiyonu. Or the whole Tashlumin of Shechiyonu is only the Shechiyonu of the first day Yom Tov. Second day Yom Tov Shechiyonu is only, it's not really Chiyuv Shechiyonu like the first night. It's a chiyuv shechiyonu, like we said, in order not to be mezalzel. Is there also a tashlumin of a shechiyonu which one forgot on Yom Tov Sheni?
And also the rabbanon knows mezalzel, the
rabbanon, the kohen. Oh, so the Magen Avraham says, of course, if somebody forgets to make shechiyonu Yom Tov Sheni this year Monday night, forgot to make shechiyonu, then he should make shechiyonu Monday morning. Forgot to make Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, like the Gemara says, Afilu b'shukah. The Sha'atzim brings that some poskim argue with the Magen Avraham, and they say no, the whole Tashlumin of Shechiyonu was only said for Shechiyonu of Yom Tov Rishon, not for the Shechiyonu of Yom Tov Sheni. So we poskim, of course we do, but it's interesting, if you look up the poskim which the Sha'atzim brings, there seems to be a difference why they argue with the Magen Avraham. The Nahar Sholem is one of the Achroinim, one of the Paskim which the Sha'atzim brings. The Nahar Sholem argues from, and he says somebody forgets to make Shechiyonu this year on Monday night, will not make Shechiyonu anymore the whole way through Yom Tov, because he says the whole reason Chazal said to make Shechiyonu is not really Chiyuv Shechiyonu. It's not really Yom Tov. We're keeping Yom Tov. We keep Yom Tov because Midgav Sein B'Yadein, and that's why we keep Yom Tov. The Brocha is only in order not to be Mezalzel Yom Tov Sheni. Says in our Sholem, your zilzal has already happened. What's the zilzal? The zilzal is, if somebody doesn't make Shechiyonu on Monday night, he's shown as if it's not really Yom Tov, because every Yom Tov makes Shechiyonu. Pesach you make Shechiyonu, Sukkot make Shechiyonu, Shavuos make Shechiyonu, why are you not making Shechiyonu? You're showing us it's not really a Yom Tov. Says in our Sholem, somebody forgot to make Shechiyonu on Monday night, the zilzal's over, you've been mezalzel already, so there's no point in being mashed in the Shechiyonu the rest of Yom Tov, because the Chiyuv Shechiyonu was machmas the zilzal, and the zilzal has already happened. Because why the fact that he didn't make it at the beginning, when he's supposed to make it at the beginning, seems to have shown it's not the Yom Tov.
So
misakhan, the zilzal. Be misakhan that.
Why can't I make it by the day? It's the same day.
The zilzal has happened, really.
It's still the same.
You say be misakhan the zilzal.
It's
not
the same.
Yeah, that's what Magen Avraham held. Yeah, that's what Magen Avraham held. Now Hashem says the zilzal is down, you've been mezalzel already, and you have to know why you can't be misakhan the zilzal. The other one the Shatzim brings is Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Sefer Merit Tzia. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a different thing. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, if one forgets to make Shekhiyonu on Monday night, there's no Tashlumin. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden that the whole Hashlom of Shekhiyonu is a Takana. He says Shekhiyonu is one Takana. On the Yom Tov Sheni. He says they weren't Mesakin the Takana and the Takana. When it comes to Yom Tov Rishon, there's a Chiv Shekhiyonu. There's a Tashlumin, like we're saying, however you learn, there's a you can make up the Shekhiyonu which you made through the rest of Yom Tov. However, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, a Yom Tov Sheni, he said, we don't find they made two Takonas, a Takona of making Shekhiyonu plus a Takona to be Mashem Shekhiyonu. It's like a Takona and a Takona. To make a Shekhiyonu, there is a Takona. Chazal were not Mesaken, an extra Takona, if one forgot to make a Shekhiyonu, one should be Mashem Shekhiyonu. The Chayra, there's a clear right from Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden understood Taka, that the Chiv Shekhiyonu is the crossover. It means if the Chiv Shekhiyonu be any time of Yom Tov is Mechayev the Shekhiyonu, so once Chazal were Mesaken, Shekhiyonu and Yom Tov Sheni is not a new takana to be mashing the Shekhiyonu if you miss the Shekhiyonu. It's one big thing. There's a Chiv Shekhiyonu on the second day of Yom Tov. Which part of Yom Tov? Any part of Yom Tov, like any part of the rest of Yom Tov. If you missed it at the beginning, make it during the rest of Yom Tov. If you understood, how he understood, that the Chiv Shekhiyonu is the bridge where one moves from Chol to Kodesh. The fact that one makes a Shekhiyonu the rest of Yom Tov was a takana. You can be mashing, like you can mashing Kalm Chagigi, you can be mashing Shekhiyonu. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we don't find they made that takana on Yom Tov Sheni. They made one takana. You can make a Shekhiyonu. They didn't make a takana le takana. So, Baruch Hashem, we've discussed this inyan. One definitely can be mashem a Shekhiyonu, which one misses beginning of Yom Tov, and we pass in Yom Tov Sheni as well. If one forgets Shekhiyonu, the Shekhiyonu of the Yom, one can make it the rest the way through the rest of Yom Tov. We discussed two tzedodim. As to whether the Chiv Shekhiyonu, the whole way through Yom Tov, when one forgot, is it because the whole Yom Tov is Mechayev Shekhiyonu, which is make it usually at the beginning, and therefore if one didn't make it at the beginning, you can make it through the rest of Yom Tov, or it's Betaris Tashlumin, i.e. it's the beginning of Yom Tov, which is Mechayev Shekhiyonu. But once it's Mashlim, that's Tashlumin, you can be Mashlim the Shekhiyonu, the rest of Yom Tov, and we spoke about three Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, which is a timely one, is the Chok Yaakov Shitta, the even on Shavuos, we don't pass on that. The Chok Yaakov says, even by Shavuos, one can be Mashem Shekhiyonu after Yom Tov. So he's clearly learning that the Chiv Shekhiyonu is not Machbis Yom Tov, it's Petoris Tashlumin. Then we discuss the Avkvina of the Gesh in the sky, the Sefer Spikurim. So Sofik, if he could make Shekhiyonu, because he never crossed the bridge of Chol to Kodesh. And finally, a nice Nafkamina, the Yaakov Emden says, by Yom Tov Sheni, one can't be mashed in the Shekhiyonu because there's no takana le takana. He understood it's two takanas. Just to finish off with the Ezra Chag of Shavuos, and we know the Gemara brings in Shabbos and the Sugis of Matan Torah that the Stoiki complained to Rava. Rava was sitting there and he clamped his finger and his finger was dripping with blood. The Stoiki said, "You're an Amad Pazizah, you're a hasty nation. And you're still hasty, you're mekabel the Torah, you said Na'aseh v'nishma," which is said in haste, there's no logic. How can you say Na'aseh v'nishma before you know what's in the Torah? How can you accept the Torah? And Rava answered him, "We trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu," like the Gemara brings. Rashi says over there that we did a mehava, we realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he's giving us the Torah, and we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to give us something which we're not going to be able to manage. The Mashal over there says slightly different. The Mashal says that you may be wondering how we say Na'aseh v'nishma. We know that Habon Atah Messiah Noisai. It could be in Metzias, it could be things that are difficult, it could be the Torah is difficult to be Mekayim. But we know that once we try, once we do our best, Habon Atah Messiah Noisai. So the Goyim, when they were offered the Torah, each nation felt that the Torah wasn't applicable to them because they know we have a time to murder, we have a time to do snows, we have a time to steal, whatever it is. They felt it would be too much for them. What's the answer? The answer is, it might be too difficult, but once you get the Torah, the Rosh Hashanah gives you the Siyata Dishmaya to do it. The Rosh Hashanah gives you the Siyata Dishmaya, so we have no restrictions. Like Chazal tell us, the Shemishmol brings Anoicha Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Shemishmol discuss why it says Anoicha Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Asher Baras Yishma Amor. It says Rashi discusses the other Rishonim. The Shemishmol says near the end of right at the end of his Torah on Shavuos, he says Hashem demonstrated to us when He took us out of Mitzrayim, the Klal Yisrael, our nation, which don't work with Teva. The Goyim are under the Teva. Seven is Teva. The Goyim have Sheva Mitzvahs because they're bound to the Teva. The Teva restricts them. But Klal Yisrael, Hashem Tzitzich Meretz Mitzrayim, I showed you that I work with you the Ma'ala Midercha Teva, just like I work with you the Ma'ala Midercha Teva. So when it comes to accepting the Torah, you should realize that even though it seems that it's the Ma'ala Min HaTeva, how are we going to keep the whole Torah? The Eibshter Health, and the Eibshter Health, and he brings over there, Lo'i B'Shamayim, he Chazal tell us, if it would be B'Shamayim, one would be M'chuyif to get it, because if Torah would be B'Shamayim, the Rosh would give us the Koiches to be able to do it. So we said, now, Seven Nishma, that's what Rava, according to Mashal, that's what Rava was telling this guy. You're saying, when I'm a Paziza, we're not I'm a Paziza. We realized that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the Koiches to do it. We only have to do the first bit. We do the first bit, the tiny bit. Once a person tries, he gets tremendously up to Shmaya. This is something which everybody experiences, whether it's with Limud HaTorah, or whether it's keeping the mitzvahs, just to look around and see how Klal Yisrael survives between all the Umas HaOlam, which turned down the Torah, and Klal Yisrael, Achai V'Kayam, Klal Yisrael are still keeping the Torah, as we were Mekabel in Sinai, and we're holding on, which koiches do we have? How are we able to do it? Because we said Nasa Menishma, and we realized that if the Eibush is offering it to us, as Reb Zev Lef once said, Klal Yisrael didn't even ask, like Sibbe, because when somebody gives you a present, then you don't ask what it is. If somebody's giving you an oil, you ask what it is. It's the Torah is a present, and Baruch Hashem, we recover the Torah once again, and whether you can say Shechiyonu, or whether you can't say Shechiyonu, but these are definitely special days where we can take this fresh Kabbalah Satorah, which we all experience on Shavuos, and take it with us to learn Torah, to be Mekayim the Torah, and Be'ez Hashem, Ebsha will give us all the Siyata Dishmaya necessary to learn, to be able to keep the Tarek Mitzvahs as we're supposed to. Sure.
Hello. 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 Hello.